How many European Union members does it take to screw in a light bulb? The answer to that question isn't as easy or as funny as you might think. The EU stipulates in its Working at Heights Directive that if a person could be injured falling from a height, then certain rules must be observed. Those rules just caught St. Benet's Catholic Church in Suffolk, England, £1,300 to screw in four light bulbs. Father Anthony Such used to get them changed for a lot less than that. He joins us from the church. Thanks very much for being with us.
A pleasure.
And where are the lights? How high up were they?
They're about 40 feet. There are six of them, a seventh at the back wall, but six of them are fairly high.
Now, how'd you used to change them?
Well, I'm not much good at heights myself, so I don't go up ladders, but my old company, before these EU directives came in, used to get a ladder and shin up it.
Hmm. What'd you have to do this time?
Well, this time they had to, because of these regulations, build scaffolding towers. So they had to have more than one person to begin with. They had to have two. In fact, I think at one point they had three people. And they built these towers up to each light bulb, unbuilt them, moved them, built them up again. So they had to do it four times. So instead of an average bill, I suppose, of about 100, it should have been about £150, it came in at 1300.
Which is a couple thousand dollars or more in the United States.
It is indeed. It's a lot of money for my little parish as well. But what I find very difficult is the fact that we seem to be legislated about almost everything we do. The people who used to go up a ladder were professional, and in 110 years, nobody has fallen off a ladder in my church. So suddenly I've got this extra expense.
Now, Father Anthony, I don't mean to give you advice on how to conduct your affairs or certainly.
Go ahead, I'm always looking for it.
Well, I recall a beautiful Christmas Eve Mass I attended in Italy a number of years ago where it was all candlelight.
Well, I would agree with you there, but you have to be a bit careful on that one. You better look up the EU regulations on fire. you know, if there's too many candles and then all the heat alarms go off and the whole place sprinkles with water, so we all have to get out and wouldn't be able to have a service. But I do agree with you.
Yeah.
One's always looking at one's back for the fear of some regulation saying that what we're doing is illegal and ending up in prison.
We wish you a well-illuminated Mass on Sunday.
Let me tell you what, when I was a young priest, we used to have a joke saying how many monks did it take to change a light bulb. And in those days, it was two. One to go up the ladder and do the work, the other to prepare the gin and tonic to celebrate. We need a bottle of whiskey before we go up, I think.
Well, Father Anthony, you should have quite a turnout on Sunday.
I have a horrible feeling I will, and all for the wrong reasons, but still, if you can get them into church, why not?
Thank you so much, Father.
A pleasure
Anthony.
Indeed.
Father Anthony Such, parish priest at St. Benet's Church in Suffolk, England.